And the beauty of it, the power of it is, yes, Jesus Christ definitely came as a baby some thousands of years ago, a little over 2,000 years ago, but he is coming back as a full-blown king who will be seated on his throne. He is coming back to conquer his enemies and to be seated on his throne and to begin ruling the world from the earth, on the earth. All right, let's go back, listen to some more interviews, if you will, asking people about their belief in God. And here's the thing, if you hear something that kind of rubs you the wrong way, whatever that way might be, try not to get super angry about it. Okay, here we go. I'm not saying accept it. I'm not saying embrace. I'm simply saying, let's try not to be so harsh in our hearts and our minds that we don't give ourselves time and opportunity to intercede, to pray for some of the people whose comments rub us the wrong way.
I believe in a higher being or a supernatural being. I'm not too sure if that is God or a particular God or if we all share the same God, because I take views on board from a number of different religions.
No, I don't really believe in God. I don't necessarily believe in a higher power either. I don't know. My life functions quite well without the belief of that, so.
I think that that's an interesting point. Her life functions well without belief in God or any other higher power. Without belief. Now, here's the question, though. Does her life function apart from a higher power, God? And in our case, for those of us who embrace Christianity, the question would be specifically, does her life function apart from God? Now, her point, she didn't say her life functions well without God. She said her life functions well without belief in God or higher power. So I'm just narrowing the focus even more. But I'm doing it. It's not what she asked. She focused on belief in God. I want to focus on just God, period. Does her life function well apart from God? And I'm pretty sure that a number of you are thinking what I'm thinking. Well, we know that the Bible tells us very clearly that it is in God that we live, we move, we have our being. So that, you know, really points to the fact that if our lives are functioning well, it is due to God's intervention in our lives. You know, if God were to withdraw his breath from us, we would not be able to breathe. If God were to allow us to keep breathing, but he did not allow us to maintain good health otherwise, would our lives function well then? It is, you know, there are so many people who enjoy sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse was created by God for at least two reasons, two purposes. One, for pleasure. Two, for procreation. Procreation, so that we could have more babies, so that we could have more people on the earth. Isn't it interesting that God said, be fruitful and multiply? And we have so many people who are trying to come up with ways to reduce the earth's population. Is it a matter of reducing the population, or is it maybe better that we find a better way of treating earth's population with regards to feeding the poor, etc.? Do our lives function well? And that's what what I want you to key in on too. She didn't just say her life functions. She said her life functions well without belief in God or any other higher power. Sometimes people just don't know. I mean, how many Christians are not aware of the fact that were it not for God, they would not have a good marriage? Were it not for God, their family wouldn't have the intelligence that they have that empowers them to do so well academically. How many Christians take so much for granted and just completely disregard God's role in some good that is taking place in their lives? Remember, we were talking a little bit earlier about Christians who are convinced that God does reward them. Christians who believe that God does punish them. How about God disciplining us for our good? And on. All right, back to the street interviews.
I believe that there is something there. I don't know exactly what, but there are things that can't be explained by normal human behavior without a God. But whether it's God or Buddha or whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in is up to you, really.
What do you think about that? Whatever you believe is up to you. More in just a few.